G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 6 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. Let's read together Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 13. Exactly 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they arrived in the wilderness of Sinai. After breaking camp at Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and set up camp there at the base of Mount Sinai. Then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "Give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth, for all the earth belongs to me. And you will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation. This is the message you must give to the people of Israel." So Moses returned from the mountain and called together the elders of the people and told them everything the Lord had commanded him. And all the people responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has commanded." So Moses brought the people's answer back to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will come to you in a thick cloud, Moses, so the people themselves can hear me when I speak to you. Then they will also always trust you." Moses told the Lord what the people had said. Then the Lord told Moses, "Go down and prepare the people for my arrival. Consecrate them today and tomorrow and have them wash their clothing. Be sure they are ready on the third day, for on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai as all the people watch. Mark off a boundary all around the mountain. Warn the people, be careful, do not go up on the mountain or even touch its boundaries. Anyone who touches the mountain will certainly be put to death. No hand may touch the person or animal that crosses the boundary. Instead, stone them or shoot them with arrows. They must be put to death. However, when the ram's horn sounds a long blast, then the people may go up on the mountain." The people of Israel, the nation of Israel, were living as those promised by God in the covenant to Abraham. "I'll make you a great nation," Genesis 12, verse 1. They had been on a long journey, and as we have read, left Egypt under the leadership of Moses. This is the fifth covenant between God and humanity, and also the second theocratic, or one relating to God's rule. The verses we read were only an introduction, and the covenant goes on to the end of Exodus chapter 24. But that's too long for us today. The Ten Commandments, you may or may not know, are a very good summary. And the whole book of Deuteronomy gives the greatest detail of this covenant. And this covenant commences with the stipulation in Exodus 19 verse 5. "Now if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth, for all the earth belongs to me." This covenant was to the nation of Israel in order that those who believed God's promise to Abraham could know how to live rightly before God. For Abraham was declared righteous by God solely on the basis of his faith in God alone. This covenant to Moses, or the Mosaic covenant, covered three areas of life. The commandments were given so they would know how to correctly relate socially to God, Exodus 20 verse 1 to 6. The judgments were given in order that they could relate socially to themselves and to each other properly, Exodus 21 verse 1 to 24 verse 11. And the decrees dictate their religious life so that God could be approached by humanity on his terms alone, Exodus 24 verse 12. Exodus 31 verse 18. Of course, included in here were the Ten Commandments of Exodus 20, which breaks down into two categories. Firstly, identifying the God of Israel as their God, what he has done for them in bringing them out of Egypt, and that they were to worship him and him alone. An act of intimacy, as it were. These are the Israelites' duties to their God. Then secondly, how they were to live rightly before him, speaking of how they were to behave both to themselves and to other people. This Mosaic covenant, however, was never meant as a replacement for the Abrahamic covenant. By no means, no. It was rather to be seen as an addition to it. It was looking forward to that day when it would be fulfilled, when the long-promised Saviour and Messiah would come. All the covenants, as you may or may not know by now, point towards this momentous event. And under the terms of this covenant, Israel would be a special nation if they were obedient to God and God alone and served him faithfully. The Mosaic covenant was never a means towards salvation. This covenant speaks of the living God who wants to live with his people. This was not a God made of stone or wood, but was the majestic and great God who desired intimacy with his people and wanted to live amongst them. But of course it had to be on his terms alone, or he would not be able to live amongst them. This great and majestic God showing mercy and intimacy and grace to his people Israel, who were to be a shining light to all nations, the glory of this majestic God, until the long-promised Saviour or Messiah came from them. So we've been through the Edenic, the Adamic, the Noahic, the Abrahamic, and now the Mosaic Covenant. Story continues tomorrow. This God, we've glimpsed mercy and grace and intimacy. Where do you think we're going next? Thank you.